From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Yeah, I know why you're excited. I know why. We do have a great show for you today. They Might Be Giants, the world's brainiest band, are going to be joining us to play Not My Job. We're very excited. But first, listen, we're going to take a second. We're going to puff our chests out a bit. A little hometown pride for you. Because in a media atmosphere in which there are a lot of candidates for most embarrassing public figure, our guy, Rob Blagojevich, impeached governor of Illinois, kept himself in the game in an interview with Esquire, the man who is as pasty as he is corrupt, said he was, quote, blacker than President Obama, unquote. His reasoning, Blago had to shine shoes as a child, while Obama merely is actually black. In the unedited version of the interview, Blago went on to say he was more of a woman than Hillary Clinton, sleazier than John Edwards, and less funny than Jay Leno. Show us how they do things where you live. Give us a call. The number, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jenna Hance calling from Cornelius, North Carolina.
Cornelius, North Carolina, Jenna. That sounds lovely, is it?
It is.
I thought that was in the Yukon.
Nope, it's right here just north of Charlotte.
Oh, really? Is it one of those lovely, laid-back southern towns with kudzu and deep, dark secrets?
Very, very much so.
Oh, I love that. Well, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a television personality and a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning, Mr. Mo Rocca.
Hi, Mo.
Hi, Jenna.
Next up, it's the woman who'll be hosting the Sundance Channel's coverage of the upcoming Sundance Film Festival, Mr. Faith Saley, right here.
Mister?
Mister? Did I say Mister? Mister. Oh, man.
Rocca,
that's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad.
But,
of course, that is Ms. Faith Saley, and a writer for the Boston Globe and the author of the new book, Idiot America, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
Hi, Jenna.
Hi, Charlie.
Jenna, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle will start us off with three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine.
Great.
Ready to go? Here we go. Here is your first quote.
I just want to say to the kids out there watching, you can do anything you want in life, unless Jay Leno wants to do it too.
That was somebody having a very public career crisis on late night television. Who was it?
That would be Conan O'Brien.
Yes, indeed. The nation this week was transfixed by a terrible tragedy. Two multimillionaires may have to move their national TV shows to a time slightly later in the evening. The fight, of course, is between Jay Leno, who most people don't find funny, and Conan O'Brien, who slightly more people don't find funny. So NBC's solution is to take Jay Leno from 10 p.m., where nobody is watching him, and put him on at 11:35, where nobody is watching Conan, on the theory that somebody will finally watch something, presumably out of pity.
Yeah, that would be Nightline.
I guess so.
I think that NBC's moving in the right direction. I really do, because they had a big crisis to deal with. I think what they should do is they should put Conan on at 1:30. They should put Jay on at 12:30, and then they should exhume Jack Parr and put him on at 11:30.
Just lying there and moldering. That'll be great. Well, here's the funny. I mean, this is something I don't understand. I'm not a TV executive. I don't know how this works. Everybody loved Leno at 11:35 when he had the Tonight Show.
Well, that's not quite true.
Well, he had the number one late night show.
Very popular.
He
was
very popular.
He dominated.
But nobody watches him at 10. And we figured out it's because at 11:35, everybody's half asleep. For years, Leno benefited from what I believe is called in the broadcasting industry sleep goggles. Watching him while wide awake at 10 is like talking to the hut guy you met at the bar last night after you've sobered up, you know. You know, we talk big, but, you know, look at us. I mean, you know what Conan should do, though? He should come over here to public radio. Because in public radio, nobody ever gets fired for driving away the audience. No, you get warmly thanked for not pandering to the masses. Very good. Here is your next quote, Jenna.
He's a light-skinned African-American with no Negro dialect unless he wants to have one.
Those are the words that rocked Washington this week. Who said them?
Harry Reid.
Yeah, stop everything.
He was describing Conan O'Brien.
He was, actually. Harry Reid said an archaic and insensitive word. That's right, he said dialect. Linguists prefer argot. So the Republicans went nuts. They said that if Trent Lott had to quit being their majority leader just for complimenting a segregationist, then Harry Reid should have to quit because he tried to pay a compliment to a black person. Of course, he did so using clumsy, out-of-date language. He apologized, saying, "Oh, fiddlesticks." Truth is, I think Barack Obama is the bee's knees.
It is purely coincidence, right, that this is the same week that Blago said he was blacker than Obama.
Yes, that actually was a complete coincidence. That the interview was done a little while ago and came out in Esquire this week.
I love when the universe works that way.
It's a great thing.
This week was opposite week, where Blago is actually darker than Obama.
And I'm a man.
You are. All right, Jenna, here is your last quote.
I used very, very low dosages. There's no way I wanted to look like Lou Ferrigno or Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That was somebody saying, actually, yes, he had used steroids after all, now that you mention it. Ha. Who was it?
Mark McGuire.
Indeed. Well. Knock me over with a syringe. As it turns out, when Mark McGuire suddenly became incredibly muscular and started blasting home runs at an unprecedented rate back in the 90s, it was not because, as he said at the time, he had been bitten by a radioactive Barry Bonds in a lab accident. He came clean, finally, Mosay, because he's going to be rejoining the St. Louis Cardinals as a hitting coach, and he wants to be able to share his wisdom with the young hitters, his wisdom being work hard, practice every day. Oh, just kidding. Here, stick this in your butt. Carl, how did Jenna do on our quiz?
Jenna was great, Peter. 3 correct answers, so Jenna, you win our prize.
Well done.
Hooray.